So let's see. We began the Sugyan Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Halfway down the Amud, we spoke about a case of Hagiyarish Nizaru Bonea Ima Lichaltsin Vale Miyavnin. So we have an individual, Hagiyarish. She was misgayer together with her children. There is no parsha of Yibam V'chalitza. And as we will see in the Sugya, we know that Maseches Yevamos, the whole concept of Yibam is Achva min ha'av. It has to be that there is a relationship through the father. And as Rashi said, the ger aimly she'er ha'av, v'rachmana afkarei kezera behemar shnema v'zirmas susim zirmasam. And there's no connection to the father. And therefore, even though biologically they are obviously brothers, but they are not considered to be paternal brothers, and therefore there's no parish of Yibam v'chalitza. Mishnah says, "Afido hirasa shalishin shalei bekedusha v'lidasa bekedusha v'asheni hirasa v'lidasa bekedusha." Even in the case where, let's say, the first one granted the conception was not bekedusha, but he was born a Jew, and the second one was fully born as a Jew, and nevertheless there's no achva min av in this case, and therefore there is no parish of Yibam. And the same is true, v'chein shifchash nishtachru b'neha ima. The same would be true if you have a shifcha and she has two children who are considered to be avadim kananim, and they were nishtachru. There is no parasha v'yibam and chalitza because there's no zera ha'av in this case, and so on. So Gemara quoted a machlekes between Rav Ada bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes. Meaning there was a ma'isa with a shifcha kananis, and she was freed, and it said that Rav Ada bar Yaakov allowed the two boys to marry each other's wives, meaning there were two avadim kananim, and they were married, and then they received a shichrur, and then they divorced their wives. There's no parsha of eshazach. There's no parsha of eshazach in such a relationship, and therefore he allowed them. To which Rav said, but Rav Sheshes didn't allow that, so why are you allowing that? To which he said, okay, Rav Sheshes didn't allow, but I do allow it. I'm convinced that there's no reason to ask it. So the Gemara qualified the Machlekes, and the Gemara said, if they are only paternal brothers and not maternal brothers, then even Rav Sheshes would say that it's mutter. Everyone would say that it's mutter in such a case, because if the only link is through the father, and we don't really know who the father is anyway, because the assumption is that the mother is with many individuals, so we don't even know who the father is. So even if, in theory, everyone knows that this is the father, but a paternal link is nothing. A paternal link is nothing. If it's mina emali, mina av, everyone knows that this is the mother, so then everyone says that it is osa. This is going to be the first lashon. And again, it's going to be osa only midrabanan. Why? Because lemaisa midiraisa gersh nisgara kikotin shanel adami. Elamai midrabanan, to the extent that everyone views these two boys as brothers, baturas vadai, because we all know that they came from the same mother, were we to matter them to marry their brothers' wives, so there would be a potential kilikal, eitzel yisrael, that we would say the eshes ach is also mutter. So if we know that they are brothers from the mother, that even Rav Ada bar Yaakov would ask. The machlekes is, if they are known to have a common father and a common mother. So we said that Rav Ada bar Yaakov says, everyone views them as the sons of the father. And once we say that they are viewed as the sons of a father, like we just said now, no one is concerned about any type of paternal link when it comes to Nachrim, because the assumption is that who knows who in fact really fathered the children, and therefore we don't have to be concerned. Whereas Rav Sheshes says they're also known as the sons of the mother, and just like we said that everyone agrees by the case of the sons of the mother, so over here we should also say that it's Aser. That was the first Lashon, and the second Lashon said that even in a case, where was Ikad Amri, Pligi, Ikad Amri, Palagradach, Bayakav, Afila Ba'achim, my time Gesh Niskar, Kakotin, Janila Domi. Meaning, even if they're only known as the sons of this woman, and we said before, well, surely that's already a Teres Vadai, and therefore there's Makim to make a Gzeira, or to Chashash, Eitzel Yisrael, that will matter. Eishes Ach and so on. Here we say there's no concern There's no concern with your Isa, because Gersh and Nisgah Kot and Shinoda Domi, and that's such an overwhelmingly strong Yediyah, Chazal weren't concerned to make any Gzeira at all. Al-Kapanim, we have a machlitis between Rav Ada and Yaakov, who said that it's permitted. We don't make any type of a Gzeira de Rabbanan when we have some type of a brother is min ha'aim, and Rav Sheshis said that it is awesome. Says the Gemara Tanan. So we are about 5-6 lines down in the Gemara on Sadi Zainabud base. Tanan. Again, we're learning this together today. Tanan. Hagiris Shnisgairu Bonel Ima. Lecholzin Valimiabin. So bring a right from our Mishnah. My time lav mishum da asiri. When it isn't the Mishnah saying, when it says, Lecholzin. You're not to do, meaning Yibam is what we're bringing a raya from. You're not to do Yibam. Isn't it because there is an Isser, Eishesach, and therefore you see a raya to Rav Sheshis, that there is an Isser Eishesach, even in the case of Gerim, even though Midiraisa, Gersh, Niskar, Kikos, and Shemil, Adami, the Midirabanan, there is an Isser. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. My Demalai Mishun Dasiri says the Gemara Loyu. The Einon B'Teras Chalitza V'Yibam. It means to say that there is no parsha of Chalitza V'Yibam and so on. V'Shari Yel Alma V'Inunami Sharu, meaning they are totally permitted. There's no issa whatsoever. They're mutter to each other. They're mutter to the veld and so on. That is the way the Gemara is matched. There, if you don't have a raya to Rav Sheshis, that's the way Rav Ada Bar Yaakov would explain. Fragbi Gemara V'Hak Tani Afilu. But it says afilo, meaning what were the cases in the Mishnah? Agerish nizgar b'nei ima lecholtzin lemiyamin. Okay, that's one statement. Afilu hirasi shal rishon lebekdusha v'leidos bekdusha v'ashini rasi v'leidos bekdusha. So it's coming to be meisis sam chiddush. The word afilo is clearly coming to say a chiddush. So is it coming to say a chiddush with regards to yibum and saying that there's no heter yibum? Because they're also to each other, even in such a case, or is it coming to say that they're mutter to the shuk, even in such a case? Well, which way is it more misaber to learn the afilo? So the Gemara says, "Vaktani afilo, I armes bishlama asiri." If the basic agenda of the Mishnah is coming to say an iser, and it's coming to say that because there's no heter yibum, there is going to be alkol panim and iser dirabon of Eishesach. If that's what it's coming to do, iam is bishlem asiri haynu diktani afilo. I can understand the word afilo. The afol gav the rishon heiros yishlei bekedusha velidasi bekedusha vasheni heiros velidasi bekedusha uchishtei imos dami. I mean, you might say to the extent that one was born from a Jewish mother and his conception was from the start from a Jewish mother and the other one was not, so you might view them like they are from two mothers, and therefore maybe there's not going to be a parish of Eishesach. Maybe it's only Eishesach min a common aim, but to the extent that the circumstances are as such that one was conceived and born from a Jewish mother and one was not conceived from a Jewish mother, so maybe it's like two emos. And therefore, if it's three mos, there's not going to be any Isser Eishes Ach. Afilu Zag the Mishnah. No, there is. Afilu Ach Yasiri. I can understand the word Afilu. Elayamis Sharu. But if the agenda of the Mishnah is coming to say that because there's no Yachas, they're totally mutter. They're mutter to each other, to each other's wives, there's no Eishes Ach. They're mutter to the Shuk. So my Afilu. What exactly is the head? What's this chiddush of afilu? Let's see Rashi over here. Four lines come wide. E amriz bishlama loy miyav mitaktani masnisin hachiyash meinan. Why can't you do yibum dasiru liyabim? Because look, there's no eishesach min ha'av, which is the heter which allows yibum. Ki yishu achim yachtav. We learned the ach v'achva from Yosef. That it's min ha'av, then and only then is there a parsha of yibum. Zak the Mishnah, there's no heter yibum, but epes and ister or al kapadim derabanan there will be. So if you say bishlei malei miyam diktani masnis nachesh min adasira, haydi diktani afilu de'afol gav, meaning the equal amemer the tahavi aleik and achris, each one vis-a-vis the other should be like an achris, because it's like we have different mothers. My conception was from a mother who is Jewish. Yours was from a mother who wasn't Jewish. So you might have said, There's no shaychus whatsoever. Da'avi yalei kenachris. V'ibor yalei yibumi miyabim. Afilach yasira. I can understand the chiddush of a filu. One is from a properly Jewish mother, one is not. Nevertheless, it's still going to be an issa derabbanan. Ella i'amres masnisin lo yasal hashmin ella d'shar yala alma. If it's coming to say, because these are gerim, there's no yachas, and they're permitted to the velt. So my afilu, the mashma, afal gad, the kishtei mo'uz domi, even though they are a little bit further apart, they're nevertheless permitted. Well, what does that mean? Legabi yivam l'shikli ichpas lan ibnei eim achas ninu oilei. That's not more of a chiddush and more of a reason to matter to the shuk. On the contrary, if it all it's more, it'd be easier to matter to the shuk if they are more distant. There's less of a yachas between the two. So isn't it mashma? Asks the Gemara that it's a riot of sheishes that there is al kaponim an ister derabanan again. Throughout the whole sugya, deraisa in these types of cases, unless it's hirasin veleidasin v'kedusha, there's not going to be any issues whatsoever because midiraisa gershnis gar kikatan shneil adami. It's only going to be a shal of the rabbanim. Rav Sheshi says there is an issa de rabbanim. Rav Adar bar Yaakov says there's not. Isn't it mashma from the Gemara that if the Mishnah is coming to teach me an issa de rabbanim, hence the pshat in the word afilu. As the Gemara says, let's just see again, Ella Yamris Sharu Mayafilu, says the Gemara, the Afal Gav de Tavayu Leidosin Vikadusha. At the end of the day, both of these boys, they were born in a state of Kedusha. Granted, one of them's conception was not in a state of Kedusha. But both of their Leida was done Vikadusha, and they share the same mother, Va'asi Lichluthe Bisrael, and therefore you might come to switch up. Switch be Yisrael, afilo hachi shari. Nevertheless, we matter it. Nevertheless, we matter it. Let's just see the Rashi. This Rashi says, the Avagav to Tavai Uli Dosan Bekedusha, the Asi Lachlu Bibi Yisrael, Ule Mishri Yivam Alashuk Balei Chalitza. Meaning, it seems to be that there's enough of a Yachas over here that we should make a Gzeira and say perhaps they should do Chalitza, because otherwise you'll matter Yivam Alashuk Bibi Yisrael. Without Chalitza, afilo hachi shala alma. Why the Meida Yadi the Yibum Mino Avu? Everyone knows there's no room to make this confusion. Everyone knows that there's no father, Zirmasusum, Zirmasum, and so on. That is the way Rav Adar Yaakov answers. Good. Igadar Mihachinami Mistabra de Sharu. Some say, Fakert, that it's actually Mistabra to say that they are permitted, like Rav Adar Yaakov. Diktoni afilo. I mean, that's good what it's coming to say. And they are mutter, even though you might have thought that there's makam to make a gzeira atu Yisrael, still it's mutter. Hachanam misnabri deshar diktoni afilo. I mean, iyam is pishle misharu hani diktoni afilo. The afal gav to tervai oledosan bekedusha, even though both of them were born as Jews, and therefore the asi lichlufi be Yisrael, afilo achi sharu, nevertheless, they are permitted. Eliyamris asiri. But if anyway it's coming to say that they're Asr, so my Afilu. So if I can't, maybe it makes even more sense to say the Afilu the other way around. Why would it say Afilu if it's coming to say that they're Asr? The Afilgav, the Rishna, Hirasi, Shalei Bekedusha, Veleidasa Bekedusha, Vashini Hirasi, Veleidasa Bekedusha, the Kishtei Mozdami, Afilu Achiasiri. Like we said before, I can certainly justify the Afilu the other way around because they were born under different circumstances. Child number one was not conceived as a Jew. He was born as a Jew, but he was not conceived from a Jewish mother. Child number two was conceived and born from a Jewish mother. And therefore, you might have said it's like Shtei Imo's dummy. And the whole sad to say that there's an Issa Derabanan is that Kam that they share a common mother. And over here, perhaps it doesn't appear to be like a common mother. And therefore, I might have said that it's Mutter, Kamash Malan. We still say that it's us. So, again, we're going to be trying to bring rayas throughout the sugya to Rav Adar bar Yaakov that it's mutter, or Rav Sheshes that it's also tashma. Shnei achim te'umim gerim. So you have brothers who are twins who are gerim. And Rashi points out over here, four lines on the bottom, the hani yivadai achim ninhu min ha'av. The kaimel antipa achasi umis chalekes l'shtayim. So you've got two identical twins, So it's one drop which splits into two embryo. That's mischalakis l'shtayim. So we know that there's a common father over here. Afilo afilo holds in v'lemiyamet. And this very much brings home the point that even though we know for an absolute fact who the father is, but nevertheless, there's still not going to be a parsha of Yibam because there's no yachas, because the Torah is mafkir, the zera of the av in this case, and there's no yachas anymore. So, Toshma.
We don't really need to comment. We've got two reasons here. One is because there's no yachas for a non-Jewish father,
mm-hmm.
as we see here.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is we don't know who she was with, because there was
nus. Correct.
We don't really need that reason.
Correct, either. Correct. That is true. It's also because we don't actually know, because the Gemara said before, we said before, that the chashash is that maybe she was mezana with someone else. But in a case of identical twins, then you do know that it's from the same mersa. That reason no longer applies, right? Because
no,
they're identical twins, so you know it's from one man.
And still their motive.
What's that?
Still their motive.
Oh, so what? Let's just finish what the Braisa says. So number one, there's no parsha even chalitza. And this is what we're going to be medayik. You know, chayiv kares, mishemeshes ach, hoisa hayiras and shleim bekedusha, velidas and bekedusha. If the conception was before the conversion, and the birth was post conversion, again, same din lechotzim lemiyamin, obviously, aval chayavin mishemeshes ach. But here we will say that there is a chiyuv mishum eishes ach. We'll come back to see. We'll see Rashi in a second. Ha'isa ha'irasan ve'leidasan bikedusha. But if even their conception was all done bikedusha, harei ehein ki yisraelim l'chol divrehem. So I'm assuming here that the case that we must be saying that everyone was megayer and the father was Jewish. Then we would say that they are ki yisraelim l'chol divrehem. Say again? That seems to be straightforward. That seems to be straightforward. Let's just see the Rashi on this first. Rashi says, "Ein chayavin mishum eishes ach afilu kitshu la'achash nizgayru." So even if they're mekadesh post gerus, the someone who was formerly the wife of the other, the gerush nizgayru kikatan shenelu dami hilkach ein le'achva afilu min ha'aim, meaning on a diaraisa level, because we say Geshnes Gayer, because it wasn't a case of Ayrosai, the Leidos of the Kedusha, we will still see Geshnes Gayer Kikot and Shnei Ladami. But in the case of Hoysa, Hiros and Shnei Bekedusha, the Leidos and Bekedusha, here we said, Leichotz and Velemiyamin, the Tzad Yibum Mino Avhu, the Hani Ein Lahem Av, the Zeremitzri Gebehema. So again, we said there's not going to be any Chalitza. Or Yibam once again, there's no parsha of Yibam Chalitza, but we said Aval Chayavin Mishum Eishes Ach. Rashi says Aval Chayavin Kareis Mishum Eishes Ach Min Ha'Eim Sharehi Ki Yisraelis She Yaldabonim. Meaning she is a Yisraelis. She gave birth to two boys. They are considered to be Jewish. They share a common mother, and therefore in this case there will be Eishes Ach. Let's just read the Braisa one more time. Toshma, shnei achim t'umim gerim. So we know that it was one tipa, which was nischalik l'shtayim. We know for a fact who the father is. Or mishuchram. The din is not going to be a parsha v'im min chalitza. Bein chayav mishum eishesach, and so on. This is when they are megayer, once they are already born as goyim, and then they're megayer, so there's no parsha of anything whatsoever. The next stage up is Hirasin Shle Bikdusha Vilidasin Bikdusha. So then we say once again there's no Chalitzin Yibum, but here we say they were born as Jews to a Jewish mother. Here we say that there is a Chiyav of Eishes Ach. And finally we say Hirasin Vilidasin Bikdusha, if the whole family, the parents were Megayer before even the conception, then we say they are Ki Yisraelim Nechol Divrei. So let's see what the Gemara is going to do with this. Yeah.
What about the mace? Because if the mace.
In which of these three cases?
Well, the two brothers, if you've got a mace that you're on, the mace has to be completely Jewish. Because you've got a question of building up that.
Well, they're definitely 100%
the mace,
Jewish. There's no question about that.
The other one brother, if the so called Yavon
In all these cases, even in the first case they were Jewish. The first case is when you have two brothers, identical twins, born as Goyim, and they're Megayer. Even in that case, they're 100% Jewish. But they're still, right? So even in the biggest Chiddush, right? Yeah? Let's just see what the Gemara is going to do with this.
This Gemara is very reliable, that the woman who gives birth to people, to children, is the mother.
I mean, as opposed to...
Because it's hard to see all those questions. We have this is a side point. Since you gave birth to them, their brothers are asked.
Correct. Correct. And again, as opposed to what? As opposed to, like, if you have artificial insemination, what do you do?
Yeah, when the egg is given from one woman to another, we consider whether maybe the donor mother is given another. We have to go right here.
Why is this a raya? I mean, here it happens to be just because the father, is irrelevant. We'd have to bring a proof in a case of,
So what you need for people to be full on brothers is for them to be born from the same Jewish mother.
Right. Legabi Yibum, there's a requirement of Achdom in Av. That's a din in Yibum. Correct. But here, Legabi, the din in Shetach, we see this Eishes Ach. So what the Gemara is going to do with it is, Ketani Mias, Ein Hayavin Mishum Eishes Ach. So this was going back in the first case. We said, Ein Hayavin Mishum Eishes Ach. Isn't that Meduyik? Chiyuv HaLeka, there's no Kares. Ha Isura Ika. Says Rashi, Ha Isura Ika, Midrabanan, Delilesi, Lechluv, B'Yisrael, V'Kashlar, V'Acha. Then you see that there will be some type of an Isur, at least over here. Says the Gemara, Huadin da filu isura nami leka. Really, I'll tell you, there's not even going to be an isra. The Aidi de boil misni sefer aval chayavin tananami reisha ein chayavin. But really, I'll tell you that there's not even an isra dirabonin. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava hada Amar Rabbanin ein av lemitzri. From the Gears of Goy. That we say there's no musik of avos lemitzri. Don't say that the only reason why we say this is because we simply don't know who the father is. But if in a case where we know for an absolute fact who the father is, then we would be chayish, and so on. Even in a case where we know for a fact, still lechashinen. The hoshnei achin te'umim the tipa achas. Haya, it was one tipa, v'nechlek l'shtayim, uktani seifa l'cholz in v'lemi yamin. And even in that case, we still say l'cholz in v'lemi yamin, shvamin afkuri rachmana lazari. Tichziv v'sachamirim v'saram v'zirmas susim zirmasam. So the Gemara says categorically that there is no yachas, there is no av l'mitzri, because the Torah was mafkir v'zera of a goyim. Says Rashi, Hodom Rabban Einav Lemitri, the Fila Hechod Elekal Neymer, Kikotin Shanela Domi, Kikoin, He Rasish Le Begdusha, Vilidasa Begdusha. These children were born 100% Jewish. The Yeshli She'er Mina Aim, and we proved in this case there is Isuri Erva Mina Aim, Kishar Yisrael Gomer, I think it'd probably be Kishar. There's She'er Min Ha'Ein Kishar Yisrael Gomer. The Ein Le She'er Min Ha'Av. But there wouldn't be She'er Min Ha'Av. So, Le'i Teime Mishun Teshtuvi Zimahu Dele Yadin Avua Manu. The reason why is because we simply don't know who the father is. Aval Eichel De Yedia Tiga In Hayu Aviv Ime Chavushim Beis Asturim. The parents were locked up in prison. Dele Nivolo La'acher. Maybe in such a case, Hashinan. And therefore, in a case where the children were born in a state of kedusha, the maybe you should say that. On that we say no. On that we have arrived from our case where they were born in a state of kedusha, and we know for a fact who the father is because it was a case of teumim, which is one single tipa, and so we say that there's no parsha of yivum. The Ka'amah says Rashi, Lecholz and Vilemi Yamin, Umi Seifa, Yalav Taima, Deimi Reisha, Lematzi Lemelev, Tafiru She'er, Aim Ainle. In the previous case, there wasn't even a She'er at all. So we have to bring a Raya, the time of Lamishim Zirma Sustamu, Alamishim the Kakatan Shanevadami. In the previous cases, when we say a more fundamental reason why there's no Yachas, because they weren't even born properly Jewish. or bring it right from a case where they were born Jews. We know for a fact who the father is. They're the identical twins, and still we say that there is no parsha of Yibum, because we say the Torah is mafka the zera of the father. We know this concept of Rahmana Afkri Lazare. We're going to have this Bez Hashem in a few weeks from now, at the beginning of Maseches Ksubos, Daf Gimel, the famous thesis over there. That thesis says that the Gemara says, V'lidrish Lehuda Einashari. The Gemara says, Tol Besula Hanisas Tibol Lehegmein Tchila. Any virgin who would get married had to have beer first with the ruler. And the Gemara says that they were Moise Nefesh to avoid this. So the Gemara says, V'lidrish Lehuda Einashari. Tell them that Einis is Mutter. Says Rebbeinu Tam, what's the pshat? Why is it mutter? Because it's a guy. And there's no parsha of Messias Nefesh by a guy. There's no Yahar Gval Yavr by a guy. That's the way he learns. It's mutter. Meaning, Lidush Einesh Shari in this case. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam is learning, because it's a guy and there's no. And therefore, Tezis says, based on this, there was a case, Tezis says, where there was a Bas Yisrael, Shehimira Dasa, she went off the Derech, and she was Nivelas to an Akum. And then eventually she got him to convert. And Rabbeinu Tam says she's not a Sirlobile. There's no parsha of Eishes Ach and the Argval Yavro. The Torah is Mafka the Zera of the thing. It's Kizera Behem Adami. But Tezis quotes, I don't remember who, another Rishon who disagrees and says, Nay, Lidush Luda Inishari means, it just means that there's no Yachas, like the Gemara says in Yivamis, and that's Tzadiches. But it doesn't mean that it's considered to be like a Beis Behema, and there's no problem, and so on. That's it means it's a very limited thing, literally over here in this case, that Einishari, because she's Karka Olam, she is passive. And that's the reason why it very much has to do with this particular sugya. Okay, says the Gemara Toshma. So again, we are trying to bring a Raya. Where are we holding? We have said Midya Raisa, Gersh Nisgar Kekoth and Shnei Ladami, and unless the case is that they're born as Jews, Gersh Nisgar Kekoth and Shnei Ladami, and the only question is, do we say that there's some type of an Issa Derabanan? Do we say there's some type of an Issa Derabanan? And that Rav Shisha says, there will be an Issa Derabanan, and Rav Abba Yaakov says, there's no Issa Derabanan. Toshma, the Amr Rabbi Yisi Maisa, Beniftayim Hager. There was a chap called Niftayim Hager, Shenasa Eishes Achiv Mi'imoy. Mamish this case, he married his brother's wife. His brother divorced, and he married his brother's wife. Ubo ma'isel fin chachamim va'amru ein ishus lager. And they said a statement which at this stage doesn't seem to make sense. There's no ishus for a ger. What does that mean? The ella ger the kadosh achinami letafsiba kedushin. There's no ishus for a ger. The ger has a kedushin. There's no tefisas kedushin. Ela'ema ein isur eishes ach leger. That's what they said. There's no isur eishes ach for a ger. So my love, the nosfa ach kishu ger, wasn't the case that he married his brother's wife when he was a ger. Rashi says, if you go across up a couple of lines, the nosfa achiv hames kishu ger. The Havi Kiddusha of Kiddushin, and he was already Megayer, the Sharia Le Achiv, the Ein Le Achva, the Kikotin Shanei Le Dami, in which case you have a Raya like Ravada Bar Yaakov, that it's Mutter. It's a Raya that it's Mutter. He married when he was a Ger, and so on, and meaning even the Achiv Ames married when he was a Ger, they all got married when they were Gerim. And we see that there's no Isra of Eishes Ach, right, rather by Yaakov, not like of Eishes. Says, in the case was, he married when he was a Goya. And Rashi says, Mishnis Gayer lo yada, he didn't know his wife post Geirus. It was never a proper Tfizis Kedushin. In that case, Hilkech Shayla Achva. That's the Gemara says, Lay the Nosfa Kishuev Kichavim. Says the Gemara, Kishuev Kichavim Maila Memra. If he married as a guy, and then post Geirus, he was never with her, So what's the chiddush that now the other brother is allowed to be with her? Then that's for sure going to be mutter. My lemeim ramaudatema ligzar kishu oivikichavim ato kishu ger. And in the case of ger, there's going to be at least an issur derabbanan. I don't know, maybe they will say this is kula chad gzeira. Al-Kabanam, you might have thought that it's close enough that we should make a gzeira. Kamash malan, we don't. Toshma, the Omar ben Yasyan. Ben Yasyan said, Kishalachti lekrach yayam. When I went overseas, matzasi ger echad shenosa eishis achiv mi'imai. Again, our case. A ger married his brother's wife. And they were brothers, they were maternal brothers. Amartile bini, mi hirshecha. Who allowed you to do so? Meaning this is, Rav Shesha says, this is also. Who allowed you to do so? Amali hare yishav shiva banel, al safsal zeh. So he said that, if you look at Rashi, hare yishav shiva banel, raya shall kaidim lechein hevi. I'm sorry, excuse me, if you go up a few Rashis, excuse me. Hare yishav giyaris v'shiva banel, shehitu lehen Rabbi Akiva, Lisa ish es ashes achiv umihen lamadati. I mean, just like this woman who was a gearis and her seven kids, and Rabbi Akiva matted it. So I learned from this case that it is mutter. That's what he said. Ari yishav shiva banel, and he said al safsal ze yashav Rabbi Akiva va'amish ne devarim. He said two things: ger neisa ashes achiv mi imay. He's allowed to. Pashtus, meaning to say that there's no gzeira, there's no din derabban. Number one, the Omar vahidva Hashem al Yena Shenis Leimar. It says that there was a second nevuah to Yena Leimar, and Dr. Begiva Shenis Dibri Moishchina Shlishis Li Dibri Moishchina. Dr. Begiva's medag the fact that it says a second nevuah. Why does it need to say second? It's coming to be mamayit. That there was not a third nevuah. And we'll see phases in a minute about that. Al Kolponim says the Gemara, Ketani Miyas, Ger Neisa Eishes Achiv Mi'imai. Rabbi Kiva said that Ger Neisa Eishes Achiv Mi'imai. This is Mamashar case. So, my love, the Nosvach of Kishu Ger, isn't referring to even though the original Ger, they married their wives when they were already Gerim, in which case, this is the case about which Rav Sheshis and Rav Adam Bar Yaakov had their machlokes as to whether or not we asrit midr abonin gzeira atu Yisrael. My lab, the nosva achiv kishuhu ger. Is that the case? Like the nosva kishuhu evi kechavim. Once again, if it's evi kechavim, my lab, meim ramah, detayim, and nigza kishuhu evi kechavim, atu kishuhu ger. Kamash malan, we don't make such a gzeira. Now, what was the mice over here? There was this fellow. He was questioned on why he did something on a particular halacha. And when he was questioned, he said, oh, you know, there was a mice with Rabbi Kiva. So, Frak the Gemara Kasha, Omina Hammond, is he believed? The Amr Rababa, Amr Avuna Amr Rav, Kol Tamit Chacham, Shemera Halacha Uba. If a Tamit Chacham paskins a shayla, in Koda Maisa Amra, if he's paskening beforehand when it's not noigeya to him personally, in koidem maisa amra shemenlay, then we listen to the psak. Vim lav ain shemenlay. But if not, we don't listen to him. Rashi says, in koidem shubah maisa liyadei, if before he himself was directly involved in this case, ragil lishneisai l'talmidav, this is the way he paskened to his talmidim, shamanly. Vim lav hoyel v'dabra chadashu shema bishvil maisa shabali yaday imra. Maybe the only reason why he's saying what he's saying is because of the maisa shabali yaday, that's the only reason why he's paskening the way he's paskening. From Rashi, it's a little bit mashma that there is a concern that he's lying. That's what the mashmos, the simple mashmos of Rashi. Where is the lash? I'm sorry?
Or making mistake.
Oh, so that's what the Ritva says. The Ritva just speaks, I'm just trying to find it. The Ritva says, the Ritva says the concern is bididami. meaning that he will not make a mistake. And he won't have the clarity because of a negia. It's not that there's a chashash sheker as such. The Talmud Chacham is going to go and paskin sheker. Concern is he's got a negia, and therefore. Yeah, exactly. If it's correct. It's only when it's a chiddush and it's not so simple. So the question is, why was this? Did this fellow ever say, say over that this was the mechudish to kashita of Rabbi Akiva, and he told his talmidim that he himself could now rely on it? That's the one's kasha. So iba is ema meira uba haya. If you want, you could say taka. That is what he was ragil to do. He was meira uba. He had a proof from this woman. Rashi says over here, "Hareisha v'shiva baneha raya shel kodem lechein hevi," saying there was already a pre-existing maisa with this woman and her seven sons. Or it's different over here because the karma maisa achrina b'hada, meaning what? Say again. Yeah. So why would that be a good proof? Because he says there were two things which he said. Number one, he said this, and number two, that kind of gives a little bit more of a credence to the statement somehow. So now the Gemara gets into the mitzvah with Yoina. Amr Mar. Vayhi devar Hashem el Yoina Shenis Lemar. So Rabbi Akiva was medayik Shenis Dibra Imay Shchina Shlishis Le Dibra Imay. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean? Vaksiv hu heishiv es gvul Yisrael milavoy hamas ad yama rava kidva Hashem ashe diber biyad avde yoyna ben amitai hanavi. So we have in a totally different context in Malachim Beis, a pasuk which says that he was meishiv the gvul Yisrael milavoy hamas and so on, and it mentions a nivuah which took place with Yoyna. So the Gemara says, "Amravina al iske ninve ka'amar." It means to say that he wouldn't have another nevuah al iske ninve. That's what it means to say. Now, by Yitzchak Amar Hachi ka'amar, kidvar Hashem ashe diber biyad avdei hanavi. Kishem shnepach leninve miyura leteva kach bimei yiravam ben yosh. Nepach lehem Yisrael mira l'toyva. So, what is he saying on this? Again. Hachikar mekidvar Hashem shediba biyad avdei hanavi. So again, we're saying that the pasuk which we're asking from in Malachim Beis, it says like the Dvar Hashem shediba biyad avdei yoina, and so on. So I guess he means to say that it wasn't actually a new nevuah. It was just kishim shnish nepach leninve mira l'toyva, which was the nevuah which he said there. So then, similarly, so too b'mei yiravim and yosh nepach lehem l'yisra mira l'toyva. But it wasn't actually a new nevuah, which is kind of being medame to the actual nevuah which was said about Ninve. So too that is what's happening over here, but not that it wasn't actually a brand new nevuah. Say again. But it says in Chazal that he was punished. Chazal say that he was punished. I believe it's a Medrash or Mechilta. Chazal say that it's an amazing thing because there's a lot of Torah, certainly in the Chassidish Svarim, that we know that the reason why Yonah was Kavish as Nevuah is because we know Chazal say that Goyim are Kravei Tshuva Nino. They're close to Tshuva. They're closer to do Tshuva than Klal Yisrael. And the Maral explains, it's not necessarily lemal yuslan. It's because goyim are much more besaid hachaymer, and Yisrael are besaid hatsura, just like we saw shezir masusim zir masam. There are besar chamayrim, besarim, and so. So chaymer is something which is very pliable, and so on. So they're quick to be mispile, But we are kashin shabumais. We are much stronger. So he knew that Goyim are Kravei Tshuva, and they will be Nisairer, and it would be a Kitrug against Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason why he was Kavish the Nevuah. And I think there's a lot of Torah in the Chassidus Shesvarim that Lemaisa, he was willing to be Maisa Nefesh. But Lemaisa, you do see in Chazal a little bit of an einish, because Chazal say, Al Kvod Yisrael Chasta, Al Kvod Koinecha, you know, you didn't care so much. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mitzavah you to do something, and you're making a cheshbonus. So, you know, yes, it was almost like a bechina of like an aveir lishma. He did it for the right reasons, but you see that he was punished. He only got a second of war, but not a third. Just one second. Yeah, if you look at Tosfos four lines down, the Ibn Taymiyyah. So we have at the very end of Yoina another discussion. Peladika, you know, I always find it fascinating. The Gemara says in the Dharm, I think. In Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah that even though there was kiflayim miyetsi mitzrayim of neviim she'amdulam Yisrael el nevuah shehutzuch aladeres, that's the memches neviim and nevuah shehutzuch aladeres, there was loads of other things. So I mean, this is the nevuah shehutzuch aladeres, this meisah with the kikayin and so on. So fact Tesis, what about that nevuah? Tesis says yishlim adahani lav iskei ninvei ninhu. There would have been a third nevuah which related directly to in Yoni Nineveh itself. Say again?
A mention of Nineveh, it's a comparison.
Correct. Fascinating thing. What more would there have been? Could there have been? There would have been another nevuah. Kasha. Fine. I'll compare that's another answer. Case is that it was about Iskin Nineveh. I seem to recall someone is Medayik. Someone wants to answer Tezis Kasha. It says the Tezis Kasha is we find that Hashem spoke to Yoina because it says Vayomer Hashem El Yoina, a lashon of Amira, and he says he's mechalik between Amira and Dibor. Dibor is, and we know Dibor is lashon Kasha, Amira is lashon Rach, but seemingly implying that Dibor is a stronger, higher level. Dibor is a higher level than Amira. I mean, we always find Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. It's Machlokes Rishonim how to learn every single Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar, what it means. But I'm pretty sure someone says that there's a chilek between Dibur and Amira Ligabi Nevuah, and that's what Amiyasha Tesis. Good. Toshma. So we're still trying to bring a riot to either of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, and Rav Sheshi. Toshma. Ger shahaya leidasei bekedusha v'hayrasei shalei bekedusha. So he was born a Jew, but the conception was shalei bekedusha.
So do we account for that nowadays?
I'm sorry?
Do we reckon on that in nowadays?
Sure we do.
By conception.
By what? Conception?
Do we
it depends for what? For Yibum it has to be that you need to have that he was conceived, right, as a Jew from a Jewish father, in order, if they all were Megara, they were in a process, and his conception was not done, the Kedusha, there's no Pashav Ibn Chalitza.
No, but I mean, I'm saying in general, I mean, nowadays, do we a Jew is birth, isn't it?
I mean, you can have a case where you can have a family, and they're Megara when a woman's pregnant. So if you would have that case, that would be this Gemara. There was Hirasam Shalei Bekedusha and Leidasam Bekedusha. You know, I don't know if practically, if you ask them practically, do the Bezdin tell them, wait till you give birth, it'll be easier. I don't know what practically is done, but, you know. Toshma, Geshra, Leidasam Bekedusha, Hirasam Shalei Bekedusha. So, again, he was born a Jew. And when he was born, he was already a Jew. So here we say, Yeshle She'er Ha'eim. There is she'er from the mother's side. The ein lei she'er ha'av. So we say ketzad nasa achisi min ha'eim yotzi. If he marries his sister, his maternal sister, then yotzi min ha'av yikayim. If it is a paternal one, then yikayim. And as we said here, there's not going to be any gzir derabanan. If you look at Rashi says shehakol yedim de ein av la'evet kechavim. So to halav benoyhu. So we're not concerned. Midiraisa, there's no issue. There's no share. The English, so we said, yesh l'share, aim the English share. Av keitz nasach is mina aim yaitzi. Mino av yekayim. Achis ha'av mino aim. If it is his aunt, a maternal aunt, and then we say yaitzi. Min ha'av, once again, yekayim. Achis ha'aim mino aim. He marries his mother's sister. Mina aim yotzi mina av. But if it is from the father's side, Rabbi Meir aimer yotzi, the chachamim aimerim yikayim. Shahay Rabbi Meir aimer kol erva shehi mishum she'er ha'aim yotzi mishum av yikayim. Okay, so that's pretty much what we've been saying the whole way along. And therefore there's no difference in this case either, because Sher Min Av is Mutter. Mutter Be'eshes Achiv. Ube'eshes, what does he do? Ube'eshes Achi Aviv. V'shar kol arayis mutaris loy. Nasi Eshes Av. Now, Nasi Isho, Bita, he marries a woman and her daughter. Kainis Achas. Umaitzi Achas. Lechatchila layichnes, but lechatchila he should not be koines, meaning if he had nistuin with both of them, we surely wouldn't allow him lechatchila to do so. But if he was nasa isho bita, then he's koines achas and moitzi achas. Lechatchila layichnes, which we'll see what that means in a minute. Meisa ishtay mutter bechamaisai. Now his wife dies, he is allowed to be with his mother-in-law. And again, this is all a discussion of to what extent we make gzeiros derabbanan. And here, when his wife dies, we will allow him to be with his mother-in-law. Rashi says the kuli haile gozer rabbanan, to go and aser mother-in-law after the death of your wife, when anyway midyaraisa it becomes more kal, meaning chamaisa is aser la'achra misas ishtay. But la'achra misas ishtay, I believe we'll see in a minute, there's no longer misas bezdin. It's still an issacharis, but it goes down a level. So when it comes to the case of a ger, when we're discussing at the Rabbanan, we say that it's going to be mutter b'chamaisa. The ikad d'tani, as v'chamaisa. Fine. So that is a long bright. So what in yameinu k'tani mi'as, mutter b'eishes achiv. So again, it says that there's no isser of eishes ach. So my love, the nosva achiv kishu ger. So again, this is mamish the case about which Rav Acha bar Yaakov and Rav Shishu were arguing, and we say it's mutter. Does the Gemara lie? The nosva kishu ayve kechavim. If so, my lameimra ma'atatim aligza kishu ayve kechavim atu kishu ger kamash malan. We don't make such a gzera. Good. Says the Gemara Amar Mar. Nosa isha ubita kines achas umitzi achas. So he marries a woman and her daughter. He is allowed to have nisun with one, and he's mitzi one. We said lechatchila la yichnis. So hashta afuki mapik lechatchila mipoi. So if he has to divorce one of them, so obviously lechatchila he shouldn't do so. Lechatchila mipoi. So we say no hasam koy. It's actually going back on something else. It's going back on a different case. The hachi kamar hach the amra bonan yikayim. The one about which that we said Yikayim, which Rashi points out, Hanech the Om Rabban Yikayim, the case about which the Rabban said Yikayim, Kegoin Achoisei Min Ha'av, the Chavri Seh, all of the cases of She'er Min Ha'av, in those cases, Lachatchila Loi Yechnais, even though we said Bidiyavid, it's okay, but it's not something which you should do Lachatchila. So we are willing to be Makel Bidiyavid about She'er Min Ha'av in the case of Gerim and so on, but it's not something one should do lechatchila. Now we said meisa yishtoi mutzah b'chamayisai v'ikadetani asa b'chamayisai chadak rabbi Yishmael, chadak rabbi Akiva. Man da asar who asers to be with one's mother-in-law even after the death of one's wife, kere rabbi Yishmael da amal chamayisai l'achamisa b'isura kaima. It remains with the full intensity of the original iser, and therefore there's no reason why we should make a gzeira La'achar Mises Ishtei, because it hasn't become a weaker Isser. As we've been saying in this whole sigur, we're making exer the rabbanon up to a case that will come to be machlif be Yisrael. Being that the Isser has lowered somewhat post Mises Ha'isha, therefore we decided not to be make exera when it comes to Ger. Rashi says, Kolish Le Yisura, to the Gabi Yisrael, Eina B'Sreifa. La'achar Mises Ishtai, there's no longer a Mises Bezdin, it's just a Kareis, Plugtis Rabbi Shmuel V'Giv, Mepharsh La'el B'Yisrael Rabbah, and therefore being the Yisrael is more Kal, there is no Gzeira in the case of Gerim. Okay, I guess we will call it here, and